Libera la parola, words from the world.
Ciao a tutte e tutti. Il programma radio della scuola di italiano Libera la parola, words from the world, continua on air e per questa ultima puntata di febbraio diamo il benvenuto a Günsel, una studentessa di diritti umani della Turchia. Parlerà del sistema universitario turco, della libertà di espressione e di impegno. Spalancate le vostre orecchie e buon ascolto!
Haberi yok, dil boşa dönüyor herkes. Hi, today we will talk about the university protest in Turkey, and to help us, here is Günsel, who is doing her master's degree in Padova. She is studying human rights. So Günsel, can you tell us about a little bit what's happening in Turkey now?
Hi everyone, I will share something what's happening, what's going on in Turkey today with you. What's happening? Actually, since the beginning of the January, there is one university on the top ranked list of the best universities in Turkey, which is called the Boğaziçi University. Their rector is assigned by Erdogan, who is the president of the Turkey, in an unlawful way, undemocratical way. And he wasn't one of the university academics either. He just one person from outside and hasn't any relationship with the Boğaziçi University. Since his appointment, the manifestations are started to against him to say that we want the real academic person in our university to conduct all issues. Since that day, probably it happened for 4th of January, and all it has been almost 2 months right now. The manifestations is going on, and all academics of the university and the students and also the other part of the universities from the Turkey and from the world were sending their solidarity messages to the Boğaziçi University and requesting from the Melih Bulu, which is the trustee rector, to resign it. So since that day, also the government response to the those peaceful manifestations were really harsh. So many students had under arrest right now, and each day they detained many students violently and using the torture. So it's really getting so worse than worst. More or less is like that.
Since 2016 and the COP Athens, Erdogan grants himself the authority to unpick university head. How the situation has changed since this year, and now how is it for academics people?
Yeah, actually in 2016 there were an attempt of a military coup, but it failed. And after this failure, the government made the kind of emergency alarm in the whole country, and they took some rights from us. And during that year, before the military coup, there were conflict in the southeast region of the Turkey between Turkish security forces and Kurdish military groups. And this conflict were occurred in the city centers, and it affected so many people. So many people killed on the streets. They didn't reach any medical aid. They lost their homes because under the heavy weapons used by the police. And they had to move to another cities, another regions. They lost what they have in their homes. So during those years, all academicians write a petition to the government to say, please stop the conflict, and we want the peace in our country. We don't want any conflict anymore. So just stop what's going on. And the government responds to this petition to expel all of them from the university. Almost 6,000 academicians are fired from universities and from their academic researches. Since that day, the Erdogan's influence on the universities is becoming more severe. And since that day, actually, we cannot talk about the academical freedom in our universities anymore, because all of those academicians didn't do anything. They just said to the government, please stop what's going on in Turkey, and they they lost their job and their research by saying that. So really, it's a little bit sounds weird, but it's what happened exactly. During that year, also in my university, I was in my last year of the bachelor, five professors expelled, and they didn't even go to the Europe because the government captured their passports, and they didn't find any job because the government said that they are the terrorists, they wanted to divide us, and so no one shouldn't give them to the job, etc. So when we take these occurrences as a milestone, still it's continue in the same way, and we cannot talk about any academic liberty and the freedom of speech in our universities.
Bak bir varmış bir yokmuş o halde yine Yeni rektör atanmış boğaz içine İşte bir gece vakti kabus böyle başlamış Ertesi gün tüm okul direnişe başlamış Şarkılara, türkülere, sloganlar karışmış Üniversitede taşlar oynamaya başlamış Bak bir varmış bir yokmuş o halde yine Yeni kayyum atanmış boğaz içine Öğrenciler isyanda bu iş böyle yürümez Boğaz içi özgürdür bunu kimse bozamaz Polislerle kayyumlarla bizi teslim alamaz Ne kadar istese de gençliği susturamaz Bak bir varmış bir yokmuş o halde yine Yeni rektör atanmış boğaz içine Olamaz hayır hayır katlanamayız buna Üniversiteyi bırak git takıl sarayına Bizi yalnız sanma hiç öğrenciler yan yana Diktatörlüğe karşı ODTÜ dimdik ayakta Diktatörlüğe karşı Boğaziçi ayakta Bak bir varmış bir yokmuş o halde yine Yeni kayyum atanmış Boğaziçi'ne
As we see, and as all the news show it to us, the protests done by students were really peaceful until the police interrupted them. But the politicians' response, talking about no mercy to the protesters, seems really violent and really not on the same level. What do the politicians do? What tactics they use to divide the people so much that they can legitimize their violent response to such a peaceful event?
Actually, I believe that all governments and Erdogan himself getting scared kind of those manifestations is becoming bigger and bigger. Because it started with the protesters in the Boğaziçi University, but apart from that, now we can see so many manifestations happening in other part of the countries. I mean, from the south, from the north, from the east, it become a spread, and the government didn't wanna it spreads much and it conveys to many people. It's one of the reasons that they wanted to disrupt all peaceful manifestations to make them silent and use their legitimacy on the on those students. And secondly, they said that it's kind of against his decision because Erdogan appointed this rector to the university, Melih Bulu, because he wants to change the university tradition in there. And some people, some students, some academicians say that you cannot do that because we have tradition to election and we are already picking our rectors as we want. This is nothing with our democracy history. So this is also the against to him. if you are against him and if you are doing something wrong in a way that he's thinking, so you are the terrorist in our country. So that's why it's giving to the legitimacy to police to disrupt, you know, to use the violence to stop many things. During those manifestations, the people were students were carrying LGBT flag. After 2 days, it became a huge agenda in Turkish politics, and all of the government members and the officials officials were saying that they are trying to spread the homosexuality in Turkey. They are really ruling by the other forces from the Europe, from the Germany, etc. So they are trying to find a way to say many things to make them the right, but this is not like that, and we are all unit together. It doesn't matter the our genders, it doesn't matter the our ethnicity groups, it doesn't matter where we are coming from. We are just uniting to the these unlawfully and anti-democratically appointment by the Erdogan. And yeah, this is the situation, and this is the how they are making themselves to right to using violence.
How more personally you get involved and you get information about this event?
Actually, yeah, I'm not living in Turkey anymore right now, but still I have a lot of relatives, friends in there. And if I will be Turkey in right now, probably I will be the one of those protesters as well, because when we talk about 2016, what happened in Turkey, I was in there and it affected me in a bad way and my university. Now we cannot talk about my university's academic liberty, etc. So this is why I'm also curious and interested on the situation. And it's not just as I said, the issue of the Boğaziçi University. It's issue of the Turkey right now, because it's all against our democratic rights. If it started with the Boğaziçi University, also it will start to the other universities, which already happened. Because normally, where I came from, I'm coming from the southeast of the Turkey, and there were so many municipality presidents arrested by the government, even though they were officially elected, but they weren't in the same political party with the government. So it was a reason of being a terrorist and under arrest of them. So this is the whole situation. If they are attacking us, the Bay University, they are also attacking us with our other democratic lives in real life. So that's why I cannot close my eyes what's going on in there, even though I am here. So yeah, it's affecting our lives in any passing day. That's why I'm so interested in the situation.
Thank you very much for your contribution. And for our last question is, how can we help? Where can we find legit information? And what can we do to support the students in Turkey?
Thank you to actually giving me the chance to talk about that issue. Actually, Boğaziçi University have so many social accounts in Twitter, in Facebook, in Instagram. It's the Solidarity of Boğaziçi called, and they are also the uniting with the other Solidarity students group from all over the world. Now, so many protests happening in Germany, in Holland, and now maybe in Padova as well. So just keep in touch, because it's also didn't get so many international contribution from the all over the world, and I think it's quite important to be support to them. If you will keep in touch and spread their information daily, that will be really perfect. I would like to share the one song that I really personally like it, because it's kind of the invitation to people to the fight and to the stand up the all bad things. And it's kind of the song that we were saying during the our peaceful manifestations. So the songs also has a lyrics like that: Haydi barikata, haydi barikata, which means let's go to the barricade. Ekmek, adalet ve özgürlük için, for bread, for justice and for freedom. So I so like the that songs, and I would like to share as a closer part.
Yeah, 2, 3, 4. rap fırtın alan sarsıyor göğü yukarı. Bulutlar körbeler gözleri, ölüm ve acı beklese de bizleri onları yemek için yürümeliyiz ve en değerli varlığımız özgürlük. Cesaret ve inançla savunmalıyız. Haydi barrikata, haydi barrikata, ekmek, adalet ve özgürlük için. Haydi barrikata, haydi barrikata, ekmek, adalet ve özgürlük için. Kalplerimizle, kardeşlerimizle, tüm dünyada büyüyor direniş. Haydi barrikata, haydi barrikata, ekmek, adalet ve özgürlük için. Haydi barrikata, haydi barrikata, ekmek, adalet ve özgürlük için. Kardeşlerimizle tüm dünyada büyüyor direniş. Haydi barrikata, haydi barrikata, ekmek, adalet ve özgürlük için. Haydi barrikata, haydi barrikata, ekmek, adalet ve özgürlük için. Haydi barrikata, haydi barrikata, ekmek, adalet ve özgürlük için. Haydi barrikata, haydi barrikata, ekmek, adalet ve özgürlük için. Haydi barrikata, haydi barrikata, ekmek, adalet ve özgürlük için. Haydi barrikata, haydi barrikata, ekmek, adalet ve özgürlük için.
Libera la parola, words from the world.